I'm going to tell you a little bit about my TEDx Houston talk. I woke up the morning after I gave that talk with the worst vulnerability hangover of my life. And I actually didn't leave my house for about 3 days. The first time I left was to meet a friend for lunch. And when I walked in, she was already at the table, and I sat down, and she said, "God, you look like hell." I said, "Thanks. I feel really, I'm not functioning." And she said, "What's going on?" And I said, "I just told 500 people that I became a researcher to avoid vulnerability, and that when being vulnerable emerged from my data as absolutely essential to wholehearted living, I told these 500 people that I had a breakdown. I had a slide that said breakdown. At what point did I think that was a good idea?" And she said, "I saw your talk live streamed. It was not really you. It was a little different than what you usually do, but it was great." And I said, "This can't happen. YouTube, they're putting this thing on YouTube, and we're going to be talking about 600, 700 people." And she said, "Well, I think, you know, it's too late." And I said, "Let me ask you something." And she said, "Yeah." And I said, "Do you remember when we were in college and really wild and kind of dumb?" She said, "Yeah." And I said, "Remember when we'd leave a really bad message on our ex-boyfriend's answering machine? Then we'd have to break into his dorm room and then erase the tape."